This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, this morning we'll be visiting with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. According to Joyce, cooking meals at home is not only healthier than eating out, it's also a great activity for the family to work on together. Joyce, it's a new month. We're well into August now, and today we're going to be discussing why it's important to be cooking at home and some benefits of that. And as we know, that's getting tougher and tougher to do with our busy schedules. So are there any benefits to this, you know, cooking at home? Does that help bring families together, or share with us maybe why that would be something good for families to do?
Right, yeah, absolutely. It does bring families together. Working together in the kitchen is also a great way to kind of pass down maybe some favorite family recipes as well. But cooking together does give parents and children time to bond. They can share thoughts and stories about what's gone on throughout the day. Kids are heading back to school very soon, so maybe telling mom and dad what happened at the school. It's great for the kids because it gives them a little bit of responsibility, and they know that you're trusting them with something important. And, you know, it's just a kind of a relaxing experience as well. You know, it's something to enjoy, and hopefully it's not something hectic that you have to rush through, but a great time to spend with family members.
And, you know, I think probably not only is it good quality time together, but also probably maybe eating a little healthier than if you were to be going out to eat all the time.
Yes, that's absolutely true. We know that families who cook together, who eat at home, actually have healthier diets, less likely to rely on fast foods or restaurants for their meals. And studies do show that children and teens who eat more meals at home actually do consume more of the nutrients that tend to be missing. So calcium-rich foods, calcium tends to be low in the diet, as well as more fruits and vegetables, which tend to be low in our diets. They also tend to drink less soda and eat fewer fried foods, making for a much healthier diet. And it also increases the likelihood that individuals will get their 3 servings of dairy a day. I think oftentimes when you eat out at a restaurant, maybe you'll order a drink that is a little bit different. So if you eat at home, you're more likely to pull the milk out of the refrigerator and pour yourself a glass.
Well, that is great news there to know that there are some health benefits and also that quality time. But I believe you have some other benefits to share with us as well. Kids can actually benefit several ways by doing this at home.
Yes, it really, cooking together really encourages kids to try healthy foods. They're more likely to sit down to a family meal, actually, if they've helped prepare it. And again, parents get to spend some quality time with their children when they're cooking and eating together. And the other side benefit, if they're sitting, helping you with the cooking, if they're sitting down and eating the family meal with you, they're less likely to be sitting in front of the TV or playing some type of game. So they're more focused on family time again.
And those are some of the, maybe I guess you'd say, short-term benefits. You can see the results now, but I would assume they're also going to be able to carry on some of the things they learn with them as they get older, too.
Cooking is really a great skill to learn, and if children learn it at a young age, this is something they can carry on with them for the rest of their lives. You know, at some point, they're probably going away to school, and they will be responsible for cooking their own meals. And in addition, it does help children if they learn to eat healthy foods at an early age. This does carry on into adulthood. And also having those positive experiences with cooking really does help build self-confidence for the children. And there is some research out there that says that kids who cook with their parents, who eat with their parents, are less likely to have issues, problems, and that type of thing through adulthood. So that's also wonderful news.
We've been talking about having the kids help in the kitchen, but some parents, if they're listening, might be thinking, well, my son or daughter is only, say, 5 years old. I'm not really sure there's too much that they can help with. Do you have some suggestions for tasks that might work for families with younger children and even maybe some for the older kids, too?
Sure. And obviously, the task that you assign them does depend on their age. But, You know, even children under the age of five can participate. They're really simple tasks. For example, if you're having vegetables or making a salad, they can learn to clean the vegetables. They can help wash the lettuce and tear that for the salad. They can shake items up or mix items in a bowl. They can learn to peel something, simple things. Maybe you're making a fruit salad, so peeling the banana and slicing that with something as simple as a plastic knife, so we know that they're not going to get hurt. Hey, we're in prime sweet corn season, so showing them how to take the corn and remove the husk is also a great thing. And obviously they can also learn things like pouring ingredients, learn to measure. And even for older kids, there's some great benefits. They can learn to read the recipes by themselves. They can even do some simple recipes on their own. It's great for learning math. Perhaps you don't want to make a full recipe, so they have to take the ingredients and divide them by half. So that's helpful for them as well. And they can also do simple things like grating cheese, learning how to open cans and that type of thing. So lots of experience for them in the kitchen.
And, of course, we always like to talk about dairy since you are the nutrition educator for the Dairy Council. And so we've got kids in the kitchen. We want them to help with cooking. Why is dairy something that would be a good food group for them to use to do this?
There really is quite a bit of variety in the dairy group. Even in the yogurt case, they can pick out different flavors, or maybe they want to just buy a plain flavored yogurt and they can add some of their own fresh fruit and maybe a little bit of honey to it so they can experiment with that. I love Greek yogurt for making dips. It's so easy, just plain yogurt, and you can add in either some taco seasonings, or I like to use the powdered ranch seasonings. They can mix that up. Very easy to do. There's also cheese, so many different varieties of cheese, 300 different varieties. So there's a lot of opportunities for using dairy, and maybe they even want to take some regular milk and add some chocolate syrup and make chocolate milk. So simple activities, and dairy makes it really easy.
Well, it sounds like all things that you can incorporate into the kitchen at home very easily. Do you have any maybe fun tips or things out of the ordinary, you know, to make it fun instead of just cooking a regular meal, maybe some fun foods to make or desserts or whatever they might be?
There are lots of things they can make, so here are a few ideas. I'm just going to throw these out. You can do a smoothie station. You can use things like milk or yogurt. Add some fresh fruit or some frozen fruit and whip that up in a blender. You can also, again, sample some different varieties of cheeses. You can also have them help use the cheese in different salads or even casseroles. So some other things that they can do with cheese, they can take a slice of cheese and use cookie cutters and make kind of fun shapes with them and eat those on crackers. Here's something really easy for some younger kids. Have them use some different types of yogurt, and maybe you want to try strawberry or blueberry, and have them paint that on a graham cracker, and that's great as a snack. Of course, one of my kids' all-time favorites is doing a milkshake, so that can be a simple dessert after mealtime, and lots of recipes out there, so some easy things for them to try.
Well, all great tips and advice and ideas that you've shared with us today. Joyce, anything else you'd like to mention, or if people would like more information, where can they go?
Visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. You can also check out our Facebook page, which is STL Dairy Council. And as always, if you have questions, you can simply email our info account. So that's info@stldairycouncil.org.
And once again, Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.